this is Story Time with Victoria,
Katie,
and Mommy.
And who's going to read a story to us today?
Uncle Mike.
Uncle Mike's our guest reader today, and today we're reading a story called Animal Helper's Aquarium, written by Jennifer Keats Curtis.
Thank you. All right, let's dive right in, kids. You won't need a snorkel and a mask in here. In an aquarium, you can trek through millions of gallons of fresh and salt water.
Yeah.
But you won't get wet.
Yeah.
Walk rather than swim by amazing aquatic creatures in tanks and exhibits. Visit animals born at the aquarium, like this penguin chick and little fish. And what do we see on here?
Penguins.
Yeah. Sculpins, sea otters, sea lions, and what's this?
A turtle.
A loggerhead sea turtle.
Hi.
See mammals like these sea otters and this sea lion. Uh-huh. Learn about reptiles like this sea turtle who is rescued in the wild.
Penguin.
Look, you're feeding the dolphins. Lots of people work in aquariums, such as aquarists, biologists, curators, and volunteers. They care for creatures found all over the world, from those that swim near the tops of lakes to those that dive into the ocean's depths. Pretty amazing. In the aquarium, you can get a close-up look at animals and underwater plants. Some of these you may have only read about or heard of, like this exotic seahorse and these jellyfish.
Have you ever seen
a jellyfish? Yeah?
We saw a sea dragon at the aquarium.
A weedy sea dragon.
And did you know that daddies are the ones that have the babies of sea dragons? Yeah.
Mm.
Daddy.
Aquariums hold saltwater and freshwater animals. This hammerhead shark, tiny octopus, and enormous manta ray come from the salty ocean. Look how big that manta ray is.
Wow.
Compared to the scuba diver.
It looks like a stingray.
It does look like a stingray.
But what is it?
It's a manta ray.
Manta.
A different type of ray. These fishes come from freshwater rivers and lakes. This is a pike, and this is a white sucker. This is a pumpkin seed sunfish, and this is a little walleye.
What's a walleye?
A walleye is a type of fish that you find in the rivers and lakes. You can find cold weather animals and warm water fish. Do you know what these are?
Penguins.
Correct. And over here we have mandarin fish and Garibaldi.
Mm.
Very orange. Aquarium staff may research little known species like this beluga whale and this whale shark. Look at that whale shark.
You saw the whale shark too, didn't you?
They also work with kids, like you, to conserve a species at risk, like this sturgeon. That's a white sturgeon.
Wait, why is his eyes over here?
So that he can see. It's interesting that it does look like he has two eyes on one side. Aquarium workers help us learn more about animals, where they live in the wild, and how we can help them. Would you like to work in an aquarium?
Yeah.
Yeah? Could you transport whale sharks, work in a water quality lab, or feed sea otters?
I can feed sea otters.
You can? Then you could work in an aquarium. Would you like to teach a sea lion? Could you train river otters and dolphins?
I can do that.
Yeah? Looks like he's feeding him a treat.
I can do that too.
Yeah? If you worked in an aquarium, you might save an otter, treat a sick electric eel, or listen to a newborn penguin's heartbeat.
Yeah.
That's a macaroni penguin.
Macaroni.
Interesting. Could you release a cured sea turtle back into the ocean?
Yes.
Would you research sharks and help with alligators?
Mm-mm.
No.
No way.
That's a little scary, isn't it? Would you like to work in an aquarium?
Yeah.
Well, get to know these animals now. Participate in citizen science programs. Volunteer. Become a junior keeper. Your experience and work with professionalism will help you decide which animal helper job is best for you.
What job is best for me?
All right. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for joining us.
Have a great
night.
Bye.
Bye.